Seventh week, sixth day. Let us share our brother's burden. Every time you sit down to eat a meal without a thought, word, or act of blessing for those who are without food, you are a partner in sin. Every day that you accept comfortable living without making protest or offering prayers against an economic order that begets tyrants, criminals, and wars, you are a co-creator of those criminals and those wars. Every time you hold prejudice or contempt toward any race or class or nation, you are planting seeds of death and decay. Every time you harbor anger and resentment in your heart toward any living creature, you are pouring out into the pure air about you poisons that create murderers. Every time you look with lust upon a woman, you are adding to the danger that a less controlled one may commit folly. Therefore, I say unto you, repent of the crimes in which you are unconscious and unwitting partner. Take upon your shoulders the world's vast crime of indifference, inertia, and selfish complacency, and yield to repent for all. Jesus, who committed no sin or folly, will bless you for sharing the sins of the world and lifting them up to him. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Job, chapter 31, verses 16 through 22. If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof, if I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, when I saw my help in the gate, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade, and mine arm be broken from the bone.